Support for Talk Business and Politics is provided by Centennial Bank. Centennial Bank offering commercial loans, personal loans, and home equity lines of credit. With branches across Northeast Arkansas, in person, online at my100bank.com or at 870-268-2300. Centennial Bank is an equal housing lender and member FDIC.
I'm Roby Brock. Welcome to this edition of Talk Business and Politics. It's Agriculture Week in Arkansas. Governor Asa Hutchinson attended a small ceremony to promote the event with Agriculture Department employees on Tuesday of this week. He sought to assure workers of the sprawling agency and commissions under the department's umbrella that he wanted their input in his effort to reorganize state government. Rest assured, he said, agriculture is too important of an industry to not be a cabinet-level report.
You have mentioned that you want to reduce the state agencies that report to you to 20. That seems to be a pretty clean number, and I think you've done some homework on this. Do you know what the 20 are that you want at this time?
No, and what I said was fewer than 20. And so it could be 20, or it could be 19, or it could be 18. And I think that's... I'd like to see it on the lower side of that, but I realize you got to make some compromises you go through there, and there's a lot of different interest in making sure that a particular industry has their appropriate level of profile in the state government. I've looked at different ideas as to how it could be done, and I think there's some really good ideas and models that are out there. But
these other states or other where are these models?
It's some ideas from other states, but it's also just looking. We had a white piece of paper, so we started looking at different ways to frame state government. And so I've seen it from ideas that's been presented here. And I don't want to go into them because it's too early. But we're going to do a lot of listening, just like today. This was exciting today to come out here and realize that there's licensing boards that are right here in the Department of Agriculture. Is that the right place for it? Do they have the support that they need? Is there another location that would be a better fit for them? Those are the debates we'll have, and it's fun to come out and talk to the employees and get their thoughts on it.
I'm going to assume that the Agriculture Department probably somewhere is in your under 20 agency heads there.
It has to be. It's really been one of the most recent reorganizations that we've had. It's been in terms of its creation. And, it's our number one industry in the state. It has so many different sub-agencies within it. And so, yes, absolutely, the Agriculture Department needs to be a part of that.
Presently, agriculture is under fire in Arkansas. Row crop farmers have had a rough five-year stretch. It's been better for livestock and poultry, although those segments have had their challenges. And with everything happening nationally and internationally on the farming front, I thought Tuesday's Agriculture Week proclamation would be a good time to catch up with Arkansas Agriculture Secretary Wes Ward.
Agriculture, it's been the best of times, it's been the worst of times. Overall farm income has really been hard for a lot of folks for the last couple of years. Do you think that some of the trade and tariff battles that we're seeing right now, do you think that's going to help boost agriculture in Arkansas, or do you think it's going to tank Arkansas agriculture further?
Yeah, it's a tough question. I do think that, as the governor mentioned earlier, Arkansas agriculture is really dependent on our export markets. You look, between 30-40% of our production is exported every year across a broad range of commodities. So any activity on the foreign market that impacts our trading relationships is important. And so sometimes, those can be beneficial, and sometimes those can go in a negative direction. I think the concern is always that as these countries are negotiating these tariffs, and that agriculture will be the tip of the spear on retaliation. It's easy for someone to put those retaliatory efforts to affect the agricultural imports that they bring in, and that would have certainly a negative impact on Arkansas and Arkansas agriculture. But I do think that the president is negotiating very hard. I think with Secretary Secretary Perdue at USDA that he's in his ear about how important agriculture is. So I have to state with the optimistic belief that it's strong negotiating, that they're trying to get the best deal, and that agriculture at the end of the day will be a prominent player in those negotiations, and that hopefully we end up with extended and more market access for our producers.
When a lot of people think of Arkansas agriculture, they think of the Delta. Rightfully so. There's a lot of agricultural history and heritage in the eastern part of the state of Arkansas. Yeah. A lot of people don't always associate Northwest Arkansas with Arkansas agriculture. Yeah. What's your take on how thriving and what Northwest Arkansas brings to the table in terms of agriculture?
Yeah, I think it's kind of surprising that sometimes people have that viewpoint because, Northwest Arkansas is the home of Tyson Foods. You've got all the, Simmons and all the other poultry companies that are up there in Northwest Arkansas. So the poultry industry is extremely important to the state of Arkansas. And that's almost 50% of our cash receipts for agriculture, and that's kind of the hotbed. Of course, it's spread to other parts of the states, but the poultry industry is very strong in Northwest Arkansas. You've got cattle production in all 75 counties in Arkansas and a strong cattle industry in Northwest Arkansas, so they play a very, very important role in the agriculture community.
There's also a lot of research that goes on through the University of Arkansas and some of the other research institutions across the state of Arkansas. Do you see some things on the horizon? Are you kind of tuned into some stuff that's maybe not quite out there yet that you think has an opportunity to be transformative for agriculture in Arkansas?
I think we're always looking, and that's the advent of of having those land-grant universities, of having that research capacity, is we're always looking for ways to improve and ways to do things better. And I think that, I think there are different production practices and techniques that are out there that we're trying to figure out, better ways of doing things. But we'll continue to work on those and for the benefit of the industry. So we'll see what they come up with next.
Trade and technology, two key areas to watch for transformation in the agricultural sector. It's according to Arkansas Agriculture Secretary Wes Ward. You can catch more of our interview at our website at talkbusiness.net. That's all for today's episode of Talk Business and Politics. Thanks so much for listening. I'm Roby Brock. We'll see you next time.